Hi VR Talk listeners, it's Contrary Tan here. I wanted to contribute on a topic of what people have done as jobs and that sort of thing. And I realised, oh, I haven't commented on that. And I think it's quite relevant because I've done quite a few things over the years. After leaving college, Stafford College, for a BTEC National Diploma in Business and Finance, which I won't go into all my background of education, but that's the last qualification I did, really, as a main one. I can't remember what happened immediately. I did get some work experience at Stafford Social Services. That was probably actually at my last year of my BTEC. And then, I can't remember, I think it was 94 or 95... I can't remember what year it was, I got a job working for Remploy, and there I did bookbinding, and so that's what I did then. And I did that for 6 months, but due to the fact that I wasn't as quick as others, I got made redundant. That was another story altogether and how I was treated there, but people were very supportive of me, and my own manager at the time was very supportive of me and wanted me to stay, but that's another story. Then I went and moved on to, I think I worked for Remploy in Hanley, which is, but that didn't last because somebody was being made redundant, and that was like a reception work and doing some payroll stuff, which is not something I'm very confident in, but wasn't being trained to do it, which isn't very helpful. And they decided to take somebody on who was there, they needed to redeploy somebody. So they got rid of me and redeployed this other guy. That's the story on that one. So I didn't stay there for long. So that was like, I think I was even like 4 months. And then fortunately, I think not long after that, I managed to get a job at Newcastle Social Services, under Staffordshire Social Services, rather, not Newcastle Social Services, Staffordshire Social Services, in one of the offices locally to me. And I worked there for 6 months, but due to funding, running out of money, I had to go. It's laughable, really. And then that was... I did sort of general clerical work. I even did, at that time, orange badges, to help with looking at orange badge application forms and things like that. Doing general admin work, typing and stuff. And those days it was WordPerfect, which was a bit of a bind, to be honest. And it wasn't. And I was waiting for equipment, which didn't arrive till pretty much the day I left. Wasn't very helpful, was it, really? Then I was out of work for 4 years. But I wasn't lazy. I think for the first year or so, I was a bit lazy on the side, but I just didn't know what to do, and I was, you know, I was a bit sort of uncertain. But I did a course, English as a Second Language, as a teaching assistant type course, which I did for 6 months, was it a year, 18 weeks? I can't remember now how long that was. And also, the final year I did voluntary work at a local bookshop, which is better than nothing because at least it kept my, you know, I did something every day for a year. So for a year I did that. And then amazingly, my sister got a job within a publishing firm, and she said, look, if there's anything going, I'll let you know about it. So it's good when you know people, because that's the best way of getting work these days, I think. And I don't mean that to be awkward, but it's better because if people know you, then they know, let others know, well, actually, I do know that person, and they would be very good, or they just at least they know if they warn you about a job that's coming up, or, you know, let you know what's going on. Anyway, my sister mentioned to me this job about a proofreader. She said to me, do you want to come along and get an interview? And I said, oh, yeah. 6 months before that, I forgot to mention that I had a call from the editor of a publishing company saying, would you do an article? And I said, yes, or something of that nature. And I said, yeah, I would. But I didn't hear anything then. Then my sister said to me, wouldn't it be a good idea to work at this particular office because there would be health and safety issues there, because it was a very, very small office, and a lot of it was just a very tiny office for the company that was very new anyway at the time. And she said, we're moving to bigger offices anyway. Anyway, in November, months later, well, I let it go basically, and then I had this conversation with my sister, and she said, what job do you want to go to? It's quite a long story short. I went along to this interview. There other bits of detail I won't go into, but because it would just be take too long. I went along to this interview, and immediately the boss said there, I don't care what happens, but I'll take you on anyway. So I was really chuffed about that. You know, he was really quite happy and said, you know, basically, look, whatever you do here, we want you here, you know. And I started off as a proofreader at this publishing company. And then in 2000, and that was the year 2000, and then in about 2003, I became a research assistant because of have recognised that I had research skills, and that was taking up more and more of my time. I'll cut a long story short there, and that was due to the fact they'd seen I'd been asked, I had nothing to do, and I said, is there anything needed to be done? And the editor said, well, can you do some research? So I did. And I eventually managed to find stuff that was related to sales, and that's the research skills I needed for that. And that was taken up a while later, and therefore I became that researcher for the company. In 2005, I became a research manager, and was it 2007? I can't remember. It's just terrible. My memory for dates is terrible now, and I used to be really good at dates. 2007, I think that's when I became a research manager, and I employed my first member of staff. So I've had skills in recruitment as well. So that's what happened to me, and unfortunately, long story short, 2013. The business went into administration, so myself and everyone else who worked there lost their jobs. 100 and so people lost their jobs, which is grown from a staff of 20 when I arrived to staff 150, yeah, almost about 150. 100 jobs in the air, hours in the office that we were working in, and 50 elsewhere. So it's just quite shocking that so many people lost their jobs at the time. What I'm doing now is, well, I went to employment training scheme. Not employment training scheme. Since that time, I'm now with Remploy for job searching. And during this period, I completed a customer care course. And also, I've been on a placement with charity in my local area, and that lasted from February till end mid-May a couple of weeks ago, and that was four half days a week, which is nice for me. But I've decided that I would like to continue only sort of a couple of half days a week, because in that time it's hard to get time to sit down and really do some job search. I suppose I could do it when I get back, but I'm quite tired by the time I return. So getting time to eat and everything else, it just takes up so much time. So I am going back. They're happy to have me back volunteering. It's basically very basic admin work, really. And I'll be doing that for two half days a week at the most. I have been asked to get involved with another charity, but a completely different type of charity, which is a homeless charity, about just under an hour away from me. So I think I'll be doing that on a Monday, but not this Monday, but as it's bank holiday, at the time of speaking. So I'll be starting that next Monday. So it's a new thing. You just never know where these things will lead. And reading Ian's blog just now, which prompted me to post this, I was reminded that actually it's really important to do as much as you can and get your toes into all sorts of waters, and you actually can fill out your CV and say, this is what I've done, this is what I'm capable of doing, and sell yourself that way. So I may update my CV again and say, this is what I've done and this is what I'm doing, so that they know, the future employees know, that I'm not wasting my time. And one of the things that impressed my former boss, and this is important, a bit of advice, do voluntary work, but make sure you're treated well. What impressed my former boss was, my original boss rather, was that the fact I had not been on the bum all year, I had actually done some voluntary work. I hadn't just, you know, been lazy. I'm actually, was actually doing some voluntary work. And he was impressed by that, that I wasn't just sitting at home watching TV. I was actually doing something with my life. If that was impressive for him, it may be impressive to others, other future bosses. So I would highly recommend doing that, but don't take up all your time doing voluntary work. Otherwise, it's just you've got no time to do job searching, and you need that as well. You've got to be sensible and practical. Any other tips have I got? I think I interview people with disabilities as part of my job, and I didn't employ them, and it wasn't anything personal. I liked them both, but one was going for the wrong job really, because all he did was talk too much, and because the type of job I was in, where we were basically concentrating all the time, you didn't do a lot of talking, you had to just get on with it and just do the research. And the other guy, just we didn't feel would fit in, and one of the guys, I won't say which one, but one of the guys was talking a lot about his disability, and I thought, well, I felt that talk about your ability, not your disability, to me and your story, because I haven't asked for that. I don't mind you saying this is what you've got, but no more than that. And I could read between the lines that he was unhappy in the job he was in, and I thought, well, it was very obvious, and it was just so obvious. And actually, I suppose I did make that mistake on my previous interview, where all I did was, you know, because at the end I was talking about my transport, and I might have some difficulties with my transport, because, you know, but I didn't mean to. I think I was just a bit nervous. I think it was all it was. And sometimes people's nerves take over and they say the wrong things. And also this guy was saying, oh, can you give me feedback? Because the job centre will need to know, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, gosh, this is really annoying. Because at the time, we didn't have a real full HR department. It was only me and someone else helping me, but it just wasn't enough, because I had to do my own job as well on top of that. So, and at the time, I didn't have a laptop at home, so I couldn't do half the things. If I was doing that now, I would have had the time to at home to do the things I wanted to do in order to complete the HR stuff that I wanted to do. So just bear in mind, when you're sending off applications, if you don't get a response, particularly if it's a small firm, realise it's because the manpower may not be there to help you. And it is frustrating, I know, I've been on both sides. So any other tips? I think just get as much experience as you can. If you can get, a good idea if you can get work where there's a qualification involved at the end. I like the idea of apprenticeships, but it's a shame they're only there for people who are young. And I think to young people today, go for an apprenticeship. I really would recommend it. My nephew is not visually impaired, is doing his apprenticeship. An apprenticeship is a way for his to do engineering, which is really good, really. My dad always used to say that a lot of engineers want to have a project manager's job and have only been doing a job 5 minutes, and he said, can you do this job well enough? Well, if you can't do such and such, then why are you going after that particular job? If you want to earn a lot of money now, go and work with sales. Because he used to get fed up with people. People get really cocky and have just graduated and think they know it all just because they've graduated. And that's the thing, not to be a know-all and not to be confident, but don't be arrogant, I think, is a piece of advice. Also, when you're in a job, do above and beyond what other people are expecting you to do. And I, for the first few years of my job, didn't take any holidays, many holidays, and I should have done, really, but I think it was because there was nobody else doing my job at the time. And once I was part-time initially, to be honest, at my proofreading job, but eventually I became full-time, so I didn't really need holidays up to that point. But I didn't get a proper holiday till about 2005, which is shocking, really. Proper lengthy holiday. I mean, I'd have the odd days, but nothing, major. And once I got an employee, I did take more of my holidays. I took my full holidays. It's very rare that I didn't use them all, and I tend to use them all the last ones up at Christmas. So that's what I did, because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to have a long break, because usually by then I was whacked, and I thought that's the best time to have a holiday, finish before everybody else does, and have a long Christmas break, because by then I'd just be shattered. So that's what I did, and I think it's important to invest in the business you're working in, put yourself in there, and you get rewarded, and I certainly was, really. And in many ways, it got tough for me towards the end, but I would say I was very well treated as a whole. I would say I was very well treated, really, and I got my pay rises and stuff, and, I was pretty well treated. So, there's my pennyworth on jobs. If anyone wants to ask me anything about that side of things on my job background and my employment background, please feel free to do so. I may have missed things out or forgotten something, but I'll say bye for now, and look forward to hearing what else people have to say on VI Talk. Bye.